कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ननाम्ने गौरव हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये यं प्रव्रजंतमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरण। Once, a very little boy told her mother, and he was in the lap of her mother, and he gave his arms around his mother's neck. He was naked. A boy of 3 or 4 hardly. He told to her mother very lovely and affectionately, "Mother, mother, I want a very beautiful wife. She should be very golden colored and curved hair and beautiful eyes, and she should not be more strong than me, otherwise he can chastise me, and she should be more lean and thin than me, not so strong, and very soon I want 2 sons and 1 daughter. Quickly, my mother, you should arrange a very beautiful any lady." Mother began to laugh and smile. Told, "Oh, tomorrow I will. I'm now going to search any. But you should be more quiet, more strong. And when your this choti will be
thick and long,
so much like this, then very quickly I will arrange your marriage. Now this is the thing in whole devotees among, everywhere spreading. Devotees don't want to chant more. They don't want to remember. They don't want to go in Siddhant. No? They cannot chant whole night and whole day, 24 hours, like Haridas Thakur. Even they cannot chant one round, making their minds so absorbed, and always lust here and there. No? So many worldly desires are there, but they want that Siddha day should come, and at once I jump into Golok Vrindavan, and I go and serve like more than Radhika. Radhika, what Radhika? And Lalita Vishakha? No? But if any beautiful lady or beautiful young will come, and ladies are practicing this, at once in a moment, she will fall down. So many requirements, so many things. They cannot chant 24 hours. Their mind cannot be concentrated on Krishna pastimes, but yet they want. As if it is Indian Rasagolla, you know. Because we have money, we can buy at once Rasagolla, 2, 3, 4. So Siddhadeha is like a Rasagolla now. Don't advance toward this. Very dangerous thing. I know that thousands and thousands of persons, devotees, they were not matured and they wanted to have Siddhadeha, that I am Siddhadeha, Lalita himself, herself, or the Sakha. And we are Sakhi like more than Rup Manjari. Rup Manjari was not so qualified that I am qualified now. So in a day or two they will must go to hell. They think that, oh, Gaudiya Math has been depreciated from the line of old age. All used to Rupa Goswamis and all used to do remember their Siddhade, and by Siddhade they used to serve. But it is wrong thing. False, quite false. They have never done like this. They began from Shraddha. They were not ordinary persons, six Goswami. They were associates of Krishna himself and Radha himself. They have come here, descended, only to give some mercy and teachings. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, in Jaiva Dharma, he has given everything. Everything he has given. Siddhanam, Siddha Sambandha, Siddhanam, Siddha Roop, Siddha Vash, Vash means cloth, Siddha Vash, that is Radha Kunda Vash, and Agya, Seva, Palyadasi Bhav, and Parakasta Swas, 11 things. But where? In the last page of Jaiva Dharma. Not in beginning. He gave it to Vijay Kumar in the last. Then he was quite free from all these things. 24 hours chanting and remembering on the side, on the bank of sea always. He knew what is bhav, anubhav, sattik, devichari, and in what portion they are mixed, then it becomes bhakti ras. Then he became tina dapi suni chena, taro rapi sahisunna, amanina, manadena. Then something was pure. If Menaka and Aspara are like more beautiful than, they cannot do of Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur was also not doing all these things. Never we have seen and heard. Only devotees like Rupa and Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, they were following all these things. So our old line is also new. Still it is going on. But we will have to be first matured. First Shraddha will come, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. There will be no smell of even of sense gratifications and all these things, quite free from all these things. And automatically at that time, Siddhadeva will come. When come? First you will have to do bhajan of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, then second, Nam Nam Akari, Bahudhaniya Sarva Shakti, name will come on our tongue, pure name. Our name is not pure. Sometimes namabhas are aparad. And after that, Tinadapi Sunesh will come automatically. Not for so like we show. And after that, na dhanam, na janam, everything will come automatic. And then our Siddhadeha will begin to come in 5th slok. What is that? Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitamma bisame bhavam budhau. No, this will come. And after then, when tears will come? Stopless. continuously tears will come and we will feel like purvarag, separation mood so much. I cannot live without Krishna. I cannot live without Srimati Radhika. When you will give me your darshan? And when 24 hours weeping, crying, rolling down on the earth, Nainangala Dasudharaya Badananga Gadarudhayagira, Pulukar Nikinta Babuhokada Tamanam Grahan. Then when this stage will come, automatically Siddha Day will come. Automatic. From where it will come? It is in our Swarup. It will be realized. Not to come from anywhere. In our Swarup, everything is perfect. Only a like connection is needed by Swarup Shakti. Then they automatically come and everything will come. Krishna will manage everything. So don't be mad for this. Don't go towards this. Otherwise you will be finished, ruined, and you will go from this line. You can only pray, Oh Krishna, Oh Gurudev, when I will have Siddha Day, Siddha Naam, when always, when I will be your maid servant, Palya Dasi, when I will be nearer to Govardhan always, and Radha Kunda and Sarv, I will, when I will be like this, then you will have to be have patience. Like in first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad was so worried. Oh, Krishna has gone, Narayan has gone. What to do? He began to weep loudly. Then a voice from the sky came. Don't worry. You will have to wait. Because by this body anyone cannot see me. But mercifully I showed me my Swarup. Now wait. Go on doing chanting, remembering here and there. Always 24 hours. And telling my Harikatha to others. Then one day your death will come and you will put your feet on the heads of death and will quickly give up this body and then do. So, what is this slok? Napachata pancha bhautaki. You remember? When death came? When time came, a Siddha Deha came, he realized, and this Panch Bhautik Sarir, this body, that is called Siddha Deha. When came? In the beginning it came, or in the last? So we can pray like this, Oh Krishna, I want to be in Vrindavan for always, having my body like this, transcendental body. Object will be always there. And we will hanker for that object when we can serve. But don't be Lalita, don't be Vishakha, don't be any Sakhi. Otherwise you will be ruined. This is called Sahajiya. There is a far difference between Sahajiya and Gaudiya Vaishnava. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami were not Sahajiya. They were practically doing all these things and gradually, by everything, it went on. And Siddha Deha came and they went. We'll have to know all these Siddhants before this. Everything. And if you are not knowing anything, then you will see that, oh, this fire is for our Mahaprasad. And you will take and you will be finished.
Fire.
Try to follow all this. Don't gallop.
Un jour, un petit enfant, tout petit, dans les 3-4
All the Sahajiya Babajis in Radha Kunda, in Vrindavan, in Kamevan, everywhere. All the ladies, all the male devotees, only by name devotees, no practicing anything, not knowing any Siddhant, day and night only collection, pies, they come to Govardhan, they come to Mathura. When they will chant and remember and practice these things, Gurudev gave them Siddha Deha. They don't know how to be pure. They cannot wash their stools even. They don't know anything ABCD of Siddhant, and they have been given Siddha Deha. That is very dangerous thing. Siddha means a man becomes first, a devotee becomes Siddha, then that comes. How it will come when this body is there? How it will come? So we should pray for that. Krishna, Gurudev, please, when a day will come that I will realize Siddha Deha, Siddha Naam, and all these things. In our Goswami's books, in Rupa Goswami book, in Srila Raghunath Das Goswami book, in this process it is coming on. First pray for this. Be matured in your Siddhant, all kinds of. First be Prahlad Maharaj, then Chetraketu Maharaj, then come in lower degrees of 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, how he became Damodar, remembering these past times. And then everything will be matured by seeing any beautiful lady, young, or beautiful young men, we are not disturbed. We have no worldly desire at all. Always being in Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, in the guidance of any very rasik, tattvajna, like a realized soul, we can do all these things. I know that for a Paisa, you know? 10 paisa. For him, they used to come to Mathura whole day, begging on all shops. And whole night they counted that how much we have. And they are telling that we have Siddha Deha. Don't go towards that. Come in process. Of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then automatic tail will come. A realized soul Krishna will send to help us about this. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like Rupa Goswami will himself come, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come in any shape, and he will do, if you are sincere and doing like this. So we should try to come in this process. First we should know our aim and object of our sadhana, and then how to begin from sadha, adau sadha, tata sadhu sangata bhajan kriya, tato anartha nibbati, tato nishtha ruchis tata, atha sakti tata prema bhava, tato prema bhidanchati, sadhaka nama am prema. This is Kram. Especially, when you will realize this slok, Shantir, Abhyarthakalatvang, Virakti, Ramanushunyata, Ashabanda, Samatkantha, Namgane, Sadaruchi, Asakti, Stad, Basatya, Stale, Gunakhyane, Pratitad, Basatya, Stale, Ityadiyo, Bhava, Surjat, Bhava. Can you explain this slok?
Rupa Goswami is giving 9 symptoms.
You can stand up. You should hear patiently. These are process to have Siddha Deha. I know that so many devotees, I think that in whole world, in devotees, a very bad disease is spreading like worm of plague.
Wildfire.
Try to save you. I know that even one day devotee is reading Krishna Bhavanamritam. Oh, very good, very good. They are reading Govinda Lila Amrita. Wow, wow. Gaudiya Math does not know all these things that cannot shock Russia. Oh, we are always in Russia. Don't go. Very dangerous path. Try to go by process all these things. Go on.
So in order to clarify and give strong evidence what are the symptoms of bhav, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī has composed this verse, Kshantir Avyartha Kālatvam.
First this bhav will come, and then Siddhade. And we are not practicing and not busy for this bhav. First this bhav, here you should.
Viraktir manashunyata asha bhanda samutkanta namagani sadhavichi asaktista vinakyane pritistad vasati sali ityadayon bhavasyur jasa bhavankure jane. So, because Rupa
don't
Swami,
sleep.
When
Siddhanta will come, then our eyes will be so heavy and you cannot keep it. So try.
Dès qu'on parle occidental, les yeux se font lourds, on ne peut plus garder ouvert. Essayez de rester éveillé.
This is more important.
Srila Rupa Goswami was very clever. He could understand that people have this cheating mentality. Yes. Therefore, everywhere in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he has not only described the genuine characteristics, but also the imitation characteristics.
Yes.
Therefore, he has described what is bhav, and then what is bhavabhas. Then, when he describes sattvic bhav, he's also given four types of sattvic bhavabhas, vyavichari bhavabhas, and everywhere like this. He has described both the genuine characteristics and the imitation characteristics, because he knows the cheating propensity in the conditioned soul. So anyone can, just like after describing the initial characteristics of bhav, śuddha sattva viśeṣātma, prema suryam śrīsamyavak, ruchivischata māsarinya kṛtasā bhāva uchyate. So he's described that genuine bhav means śuddha sattva viśeṣ. It is the combination of sandini or samvit and ladini coming from the hearts of the Lord's eternal associates. And when that comes in the heart, then prenastu pratamavasta bhaviti abhidiyate sattika salpamatrahasyur atarashupulakadeha. That when this bhava appears, then there are some external manifestations of that, such as tears and standing of the hairs on end, etc. So anyone can imitate these symptoms of tears. By practice they can cry, and by practice they can even cause their hairs to stand on end and other symptoms. So these are not the genuine symptoms of bhav, but the genuine symptoms have been mentioned in this verse, Kshantira Vyartha Kālatvam. So beginning with Kshanti, Kshanti means tolerance or forbearance. Even when there is some cause of disturbance, one does not become disturbed. Then Avyartha Kālatvam means that one does not waste a single moment. Every single moment is utilized in the service of the Lord. Then Viraktir, detachment. One is completely detached from the bodily conception of life and all desires for sense enjoyment, so that even when there is some cause of disturbance, one is not deviated. As Śrīla Gurudeva was mentioning, that even if one sees attractive young boy or girl, one who is factually situated in bhav is not at all attracted, because one is experiencing such tremendous spiritual pleasure from within. Then, manasunyata. This means absence of pride, absence of desire for being honored. And then after that, asha bhanda. One has great hope. That hope is that one can attain the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. This desire comes very intensely in the stage of bhava. One is deeply hankering for this. So even though it seems to be unattainable, one always has tremendous hope to attain that service of Radha and Krishna. And samutkanta. Samutkanta means great, intense eagerness. Ashapanda samutkanta nama gani sadaruchi. One always has great taste for chanting the holy name at that stage. Then asakti.
Even he can is chanting in dream or sleep also. He has so much taste. He cannot give up.
Asakti sadgnakyane. One has great attachment for describing the pastimes of the Lord. So much so that one cannot live without doing so. One has no taste in mundane subject matter, but has taste only for describing the conclusions of bhakti and the pastimes of the Lord. Pritistadvasatistare. One has great affection for the places of the Lord's pastimes, and one is actually always residing in the transcendental abodes of the Lord, so that even if one is physically unable to do so, at the stage of bhav, wherever one is constantly meditating on those places. One is constantly experiencing Vrindavan, wherever one may be. But especially one intensely desires to physically reside there also, and visit those places, and experience the moods and the various bhavs of the pastimes which were performed in those places. These are all anubhavs. Anubhav means the symptoms which are following. First bhav comes, anu means which comes after. So when bhav is transmitted into the heart, then after that, these symptoms will come. So by these symptoms we can understand that one is factually situated in bhav, and not just by some external display of tears, trembling, etc.
Yes, very good. You'll have to speak. All these things and come in process. But the other hand, you should think that don't think that there are no devotees like these. They cannot remember their Siddha Dehan. Don't think like that. There are certainly in this world. And we should not disturb them. They will not be disturbed, but we will disturb. So don't try to drag their feet. That you are also in our category. Don't think. It may be then the thousand and the thousand. Devotees may be qualified for this. And they should do. And our aim and objective are also the same. But not now. You will have to wait for something. Do sincerely bhajan, and then automatically you will gain all these things. Go on. To check the disease in the whole world.
Maharaji, en fait, c'est une épidémie qui se répand dans le monde entier comme une traînée de poudre. Maharaji, sauvez-vous, essayez de vous sauver d'échapper à cette maladie. Et il dit à Shambhavi, prends ça par enregistre bien ça et diffuse-le pour essayer d'enrayer l'épidémie de sahajaïsme qui se répand dans le monde entier dans notre mouvement.
Don't try to buy Govinda Lilamrita and Krishna, Bhavanamrita are books like that. Group Raghunath Das Goswami.
Okay.
Are you so distant?
Radharasa Sudhanidhi.
Radharasa Sudhanidhi, you can do. Raghunath Das Goswami, Mukta Charit. Dan Mukta Keli.
Dan
Keli Chintamani.
Kamudi.
Oh, you should be matured first. Then a very good, young, beautiful lady will come. And if you are of only 3 years, no use of that. Don't see that dream. So you should try to follow all these things. First, do very good bhajan sadhana. Nam gane sadaruchi. You heard? Nam gane sadaruchi. This is also one of the symptoms of those who have bhav. Bhav is gradually coming. Nam gane sadaruchi. Who is the best kirtaniya up till now in this whole world? Can you tell? Best kirtaniya?
Maharaj de Mok.
Oh, very powerful and very sweet and very smooth. And you should don't read. Up till now in this world, who is the best kirtaniya? Can you do name?
Sriman Mahaprabhu.
I don't know. Dhiktan, dhiktan. I don't know
violin.
How I can be a very good singer? You should know that not only with harmonium, tabla, esras and veena. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is the best kirtaniya. Best kirtaniya. Or all acharyas are best kirtaniya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur or Bhakti Vinod Thakur are so qualified kirtaniya. Swamiji was best kirtaniya. You should know all this. So we should try to be kirtaniya like this. If you don't know, play on the harmonium and your this voice is not so twisted or rag-ragini, don't think that we are unqualified for this. In a very
thick voice,
no heart. Hey Krishna, hey Krishna, this should come. To describe the pastimes of Krishna. Being qualified, he is most high class of kirtaniya. Not only very thin voice or this thing. He can fall at any time. He is fallen. Like those doing kirtan and seeing that, oh, all are inspired or not. All are pleased with my kirtan. This is not kirtan. Kirtan is that which will go through ears here and purify heart. That is kirtan, actually. And where we can give some paisa, rupees, note, dollars, franc. Oh, his best kirtaniya and giving. Then we should know. And he is collecting all these things. Praise and all. That this is not kirtaniya. Money and all this reputation cannot touch that person. Then he is kirtaniya. So we should try to be like a kirtaniya like this. Melting other hearts, melting our hearts. Always waiting, always doing like this. Then Harikatha. Then Harikatha will touch all hearts. And all are bound to follow him. Manusho vega, krodha vegam, jiva udaro pasta vegam, etan veganja visahet dhira sarvam apimam prathavesha shishet. He is guru. So we should try to follow all these things. Now I am going to my Brihad Bhagavatam. To be given, because eyes are some going on, some are doing like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. What is? If you will follow that Gopi Siddhade, I am Gopi, then you will at once.
Vous suivez la voix, l'imitation, oui, je suis déjà une Gopi, vous allez vous endormir.
So don't do, but first do Kirtan. Kirtan prabhave smaran haibe. Sei kale, when by Kirtan, Siddhade will come automatically, then it is okay. Otherwise you sleep, you cannot do anything. So you are sleeping in this, then what to, if Siddhade will come? Me. Where is Narada Rishi? Where is Narada Rishi? Come with Narada. Narada has come from Prayag to Trivandrum. And he is praising that big king. And oh, really your life is successful. You are dhanna, dhanna. Blessed. He put his fingers in his ears and told him, how I am so glorious? Because you are glorious. You are so a big king. Without bhakti, how a very big king can be. So it is also a symptom. If anyone, a devotee is so rich and money is coming automatically, oh, your chanting is so good that money is coming. Praise is coming. But it is opposite. Narada is a very tricky person. He wants to glorify most gopis here, but from beginning he is going. He is not like Siddha Dehwala, that there was a tree of mango, and fruits were on the top of that tree, and they were very yellow and tasted, and fragrant was coming, and a devotee like Siddhade saw that, and he wanted to take it by jumping, not by climbing on the tree gradually. He wanted at once, so he jumped and fell down and he broken his legs and everything. So we should not do like this. So Narada is telling, gradually he will tell all the symptoms, how we can go up. So he was, at first he saw some symptoms of bhakti, that he was worshipping established deities, of whom? Vishnu. What Vishnu? Garbhoda Sai Vishnu. And he was praising him, that king, that certainly you are indeed a very high class of devotees and so much dear to Godhead. You are so much a rich person. You have so much wealth, so much a reputation. In your kingdom, there are all devotees following Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Ramanomi, Nrisimha Chaturdashi. And free distribution of Mahaprasad is going on. All are happy. So certainly you indeed a very high class of devotees and very dear to Krishna. Go on. That king has very big temple. Biggest temple at that time in South India. And the Vigraha was about more than 25 feet long, more than that. So big. His hands about more than 15 feet, legs so much long. And a serpent, very big snake, having his hood on his head. And Lakshmi was serving that dish.